Hello and welcome to the Sound Objectivity Podcast. My name is David Campagna, and I'm a 30-year technology and product development executive, as well as a career and life coach. If you're a professional, leader, and high performer who's navigating the seasons of their professional and personal life and looking to grow with intention, this podcast is for you. Today, here's a question to get us all started. What if the second half of your year, or even your life, could turn out to be the most impactful, most fulfilling, and most growth-focused season yet, simply by shifting your mindset? Today's episode is titled Second Half Mindset, Shifts for Maximum Growth. We're officially halfway through the year, and whether you crushed your Q1 goals or felt like things slid off the rails, now is the time for a reset. This episode is all about laying the framework and the groundwork for the remaining half of the year. Not with hustle culture hype or empty motivation, but by making key adjustments to your mindset. We are going to walk through the differences between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset, how you can adopt the latter more intentionally, and why it's never too late to pivot. By the end of our time today, you'll walk away with real strategies you can apply, both in your personal development and your professional goals, to finish the year stronger than you started it. Let's start with what exactly do we mean by a growth mindset? A growth mindset is the belief that your abilities, intelligence, and performance are not fixed. They can improve with effort, feedback, and learning. It's the opposite of a fixed mindset, where people assume their talent is static. You're either good at something or you're not. Why is this important right now? Because as we enter the back half of the year, many of us attempted to coast or to write off the year if it hasn't gone perfectly. But leaning into a growth mindset helps us reclaim that momentum. First, let's normalize the struggle. Too often, professionals, especially high achievers, believe that struggle is a sign of failure. The reality is, it's a sign of learning. When you hit a challenge, it's not a wall. It's a detour sign towards greater growth. Think back to the first time you led a team meeting that went sideways, or try to lead a product rollout that fell behind schedule. That wasn't a failure. That was training ground. Those were the moments that developed your strategic voice, empathy for users, and risk mitigation. So here's one mindset shift. When things get tough, replace with "this is too hard" with "I'm learning something I didn't know before." As adults, as professionals, and especially as leaders, we have to model what growth looks like. It's not about just telling others to embrace the process. It's about living it out loud. That could mean showing your team how you're learning a new piece of software, or telling your peers when you're seeking help instead of pretending that you have it all together. I'll give you an example. A few years ago, I was tapped to lead the implementation of a new methodology in a department I had just joined. Instead of pretending to know the model inside and out, I shared my learning process with the team. I asked questions. I brought in outside advisors. The result? Not only did the implementation succeed, it built trust. That's the power of modeling effort over perfection. Now, let's talk about language. The inner conversation you're having with yourself, replace statements like "I'm just not good at this" with "I haven't figured this out yet." The one word "yet" creates possibility. Let's also bring visual cues into play, whether it's sticky notes on your monitor, a digital wallpaper of a quote you love, or a whiteboard with your learning goals for the month. Surround yourself with reminders that effort equals progress. And let's be real, raising talent alone is a fast track to burnout and imposter syndrome. Instead, honor effort. Celebrate trying. Whether you're the team lead in a quarterly review or the parent encouraging a child after tryouts, praise the persistence, not just the win. So here's what I want you to do right now. Take one mindset shift that really resonated with you today. Maybe it's normalizing struggle or modeling vulnerability, or updating your self-talk and put that into action this week. Think about it as pressing the reset button for the second half of the year. And I'd love to hear how it's going for you. You can leave a comment or ask questions on our Facebook page. You can follow us on Instagram at Sound Objectivity or shoot me an email at ask@soundobjectivity.com. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share with a colleague, and let's spread this message of intentional growth. There's also a full blog post on this topic available now on my website, www.soundobjectivity.com, titled Building a Growth Mindset for the Second Half of the Year. We go even deeper into the mindset reset tools and provide resources you can download and use. Let's quickly recap. A growth mindset sees potential in progress, not perfection. Struggle is part of growing, not a sign to stop. Modeling the learning process for yourself and your team. Use encouraging, flexible language internally and externally. And most of all, it's never too late to pivot, reset, and finishing strong. Thank you for tuning in and trusting me with a few minutes of your day today. I appreciate every listen, and I want you to know you're not alone in this journey. You've been listening to Second Half Mindset Shifts for Maximum Growth. Again, my name is David Campagna, and this is the Sound Objectivity Podcast. Until next time.